Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a breakbeat-driven drum and bass idea from scratch in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the advanced way. Not just chopping a break and hoping it vibes, but actually shaping the drums, bass, and arrangement so they work together like one machine. The big idea here is simple. In DNB, the breakbeat is not just percussion. It's part of the composition. It gives the track identity, movement, and attitude. Then the sub and mid bass answer that identity, and the arrangement keeps the whole thing breathing. If you get that relationship right, even a minimal tune can feel huge. Let's start by setting the session up properly. I want you around 172 to 174 BPM for a modern breakbeat DNB feel. If you want something a little rougher and more jungle leaning, you can sit closer to 170 or 171. The exact tempo matters less than the energy of the groove, but this range gives you the right kind of forward motion. Create a few chord tracks before you touch sound design. You'll want an audio track for the break sample, a MIDI track for kick and snare reinforcement, a MIDI track for the sub, a MIDI track for the res or mid-bass, plus return tracks for reverb and delay. If you like to move fast, add a resample track too, because in this style, printing ideas to audio can be a superpower. Drop in a reference track if you have one. Not to copy, but to keep your decisions honest. And while you build, keep an eye on headroom. Aim for the master to stay with some breathing room, around minus 6 dB or so. DNB can get heavy fast, and if you build too hot too early, you'll make the mix harder than it needs to be. Now let's find the break. Choose a break with strong transients and some ghost note detail. A classic Amen style break is always a good starting point, but any break with character will work if it has enough rhythmic information. We're looking for snare presence, kick definition, and little in-between details that give the groove life. Load the break into Simpler, or slice it to a drum rack if you want full control over each hit. If the break already fits the project tempo and feels good, leave warping off. If you have to tighten it up, use warp carefully. Complex Pro can help, but only if it doesn't trash the tone. The goal is to preserve the human swing, not sterilize it. At this stage, I like to clean the break just enough so it can sit with the bass later. Drum bus is great here. Add a little drive if needed, but don't crush it. Use transients to bring the attack forward, maybe a touch of crunch, and only a tiny bit of boom if the break feels thin. You're not flattening the life out of it. You're just giving it more shape and more focus. Now for the important part. Don't treat the break like a loop. Treat it like a phrase. Advanced breakbeat writing is about making the pattern answer itself over time. So instead of repeating a one-bar idea forever, build a two-bar or four-bar conversation. Bar 1 establishes the groove. Bar 2 adds a little variation. Bar 3 might repeat the idea but shift a ghost hit or a kick. Bar 4 is where you create the turnaround or the fill. This is where the track starts sounding like a real tune instead of a drum loop. Small changes matter a lot. Move one ghost hit slightly late and the groove drags in a cool way. Move another slightly early and it feels urgent. Duplicate a snare tail into a quiet gap and suddenly the phrase has momentum. Drop out one kick every four bars and the next downbeat feels bigger. These are tiny moves, but in DNB they make the difference between static and dangerous. A useful mindset here is drum language. The kick and snare pattern is the grammar. If the bass doesn't reply to that grammar, it'll feel pasted on. So while you're building the break, listen to what the drums are saying rhythmically, not just tonally. Next, we reinforce the break with programmed drums. This is especially important if you want the tune to feel club ready. The break gives the character, but a tight kick and snare layer can stabilize the impact. Use a clean punchy kick and a focused snare underneath the break. Keep the layers subtle. You're framing the break, not replacing it. On the kick, keep it short and direct. On the snare, you might want a little body around the low mids and some crack in the upper mids. If the layer drums start to spread weirdly, use utility and keep them mono or narrow. DNB lives and dies by control in the low end and center image. Group the break and the program drums into a drum bus. On that bus, use EQ to clean up the extremes. You can high pass the very bottom if there's rumble down below the useful range. If the drum bus gets boxy, a small dip in the low mids can help. If the top gets harsh, tame it before it becomes tiring. Now let's build the sub. The sub in DNB should be simple, deliberate, and confident. Use operator or wave eatable and start with a clean sign-based patch. Keep the attack fast, the sustain stable, and the release controlled so the notes don't smear into the groove. Then put utility after it and keep it mono. The sub does not need to follow every drum hit. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. Instead, think in phrases. Let the sub support the groove, not crowd it. Often, the best move is to place the sub in relation to the snare space. Let the snare speak, then let the sub answer, or let it hold tension underneath a more open section. Silence in the sub is a weapon. Use it. You can also think in terms of pressure and release. A longer note before a fill can create tension. A brief rest before the drop can make the re-entry hit harder. If section feels too busy, removing bass for even one beat can be more powerful than adding more layers. Now for the res or mid-bass. This is the voice that gives the track movement and attitude. Use wave-eatable or analog and build a detuned saw-based patch, maybe a saw and square blend, or two saws slightly offset. Keep the unison modest. Too many voices can make the bass feel fuzzy and undefined. We want weight, not burr. Shape the filter so the tone can breathe. A low pass with some resonance is a great starting point. Then use an amp envelope with a quick attack and a medium release, depending on how fluid you want the notes to feel. Add saturation, but keep it controlled. A little drive goes a long way. If needed, automate filter cutoff so the bass opens up into a phrase and closes back down after the impact. One smart way to write the res is call and response. Let the break do something rhythmic, then have the bass answer it. If the snare lands hard, maybe the bass gives a clipped stab in the empty space after it. If the break opens up in bar 4, maybe the bass stretches out and fills that gap. The bass should feel like it understands the drums. That's what makes the groove feel intentional. Also, keep the res out of the sub zone. High pass it enough so the sub has room to own the bottom. If you want extra width or motion, use it only on the upper harmonics. The fundamentals should stay tight and centered. Now let's talk about groove and automation. This is where the track becomes a performance instead of a sequence. Use clip envelopes or automation to build movement over 8-bar phrases. You might open the res filter gradually into the drop, then snap it back after the impact. You might increase saturation slightly in the second half of a phrase to add intensity. You might automate a reverb send on one snare ghost before a transition, then kill it immediately, so the drop feels dry and heavy by contrast. That contrast is essential. A busy bar only works if the surrounding bars are leaner. If everything is dense all the time, nothing feels like it matters. So use density like a composer uses dynamics. Pull back, then hit. Leave space, then fill it with intention. You can also use the groove pull lightly if the timing feels too robotic, but keep it subtle. 10 to 25% is usually enough. Too much swing can soften the D&B snap. We want push and pull, not mush. Now let's shape the arrangement. A good breakbeat D&B arrangement often works in clear sections. Think something like a 16-bar intro, a 16 or 32-bar build, a 16-bar drop, an 8-bar switch up, then a second drop variation and a DJ-friendly outro. This keeps the track usable in a mix and makes the energy map easy to follow. The intro should hint at the groove without giving everything away. Maybe start with filtered break fragments and atmosphere. Then bring in a snare pickup or a sub tease. The idea is to build expectation. When the drop hits, the full break and bass combination should feel earned. For atmosphere, use stock tools. Hybrid reverb can give you a dark space. Echo can create movement and little delays that feel alive. If you want something more experimental, you can resample the break and turn it into texture. That's a great trick. Take the thing that already defines the track and transform it into atmosphere. When the drop arrives, make sure it has a clear phrase. In D&B, the listener should feel the impact immediately. Then after a few bars, give them a variation. Maybe drop the sub for half a bar before bringing it back. Maybe shift the drum emphasis after the first 8 bars. Maybe add a new bass rhythm on the second pass. Don't just repeat louder, repeat smarter. A great advanced move is to resample your own drum and bass bus. Record 4 or 8 bars, then chop that audio into fills, reverses, and little transition hits. This is huge in Ableton, because it lets you commit to a strong idea and turn it into new material. Sometimes the resampled version sounds better than the live chain, and that's fine. In fact, that's often the point. Printing early can stop endless tweaking and make the track feel more finished. You can resample a reverse snare before the drop, print a filter drum-only bar for tension, or render a bass stab and pitch it into a transition. These little printed details often sound more record-like than perfectly polished MIDI. Now let's balance the mix enough so the composition really hits. The hierarchy in D&B is everything. The sub owns the lowest frequencies. The kick supports the groove but shouldn't fight the sub. The res owns the upper bass movement. The break occupies the mid-range rhythm and top-end texture. If that hierarchy stays clean, The track can hit hard without turning to mud. Check your bass and mono. Check your break against the snare. If the snare is getting masked, carve a little around the low mids or tame some harshness in the upper mids. If the sub is bloating too much below 40 HE, clean it up. If the groove feels like it needs extra pocket, a little sidechain can help. But don't overdo the pump unless that's really the style you want. A live heavier DNB feels aggressive, but it still has to be readable. If the listener can hear the snare, feel the sub, and follow the break, you're on the right track. Let's quickly call out the common traps. First, don't use a break as if it were a static loop. It needs phrasing. It needs development. Second, don't make the sub follow every drum hit. The sub needs discipline and space. Third, don't let the bass get overly wide. Keep the low end mono and only widen the upper harmonics if necessary.